Directors of the Sanitarium, November 21, 1899. To the directors of the sanitarium, please to bear in mind that Dr. Kellogg is not to step in between you and me, and feel that my remarks are directed to him personally. It is you who are honored with the position of board of directors that I address. I receive letters from those who are carrying the interests of the school in Battle Creek in regard to selling the college buildings there, and establishing schools in other localities out of and away from the city, so that they can have the advantage of land for agricultural purposes. The surrounding circumstances should be considered. Dr. Kellogg may feel delicate in regard to advising the board to take these buildings, because some have felt that he has wanted those buildings and was working to get possession of them. If the sanitarium needs more buildings, why should not the directors buy the college buildings? There is no other way for the school to do but to sell. I would ask the sanitarium board to act as benevolently as possible in behalf of the school interest. It can help the school by purchasing these buildings at their own value. This will be the very best medical missionary work that could be done to advance the cause of God. It is your privilege to take this sick child off the hands of the school, to relieve it of this great burden. Is there not a privilege in this? Will not the Lord be pleased with such a movement? You should not feel that you can buy the college building at a price far below their value, and thus bind up the hands of those who are working in the interest of the school, so that they cannot build another school away from the temptations of the city. The youth should have the very best surroundings, for they are strongly influenced by that which they hear and see. The many things they see to talk about in the city affects their mental and physical faculties. Daily they come in contact with a way of doing things on incorrect principles. Thus it is that those who have had great light, great opportunities, great privileges, have also disadvantages. Those who make large profession, but do not reveal Christ in their words and deportment to all around them, imitate insensibly the words and actions of those who are denying the Savior. If they only knew that the eye of the Lord was upon them, they would be Christians in every sense of the word. The Lord is weighing actions. He has been telling those who have been crowding into Battle Creek to go out of Battle Creek and begin in other places a work for those who need help. But how many have heeded the instruction given? In the place of people leaving Battle Creek, more money, $10,000, was called for to erect additional school buildings, while the college was under a heavy debt. How much better would it have been if they had heeded the word of the Lord? That addition which the Lord warned them not to build has brought an oppressive debt, and we have now come to the place where something must be done to relieve the situation. Those who waved aside the testimonies given should now be among the most earnest in restoring that which has been invested in a work that has brought depression rather than relief. But shall not we all do what we can to relieve the situation? The sanitarium is the instrumentality that can purchase the college buildings, not at an undervalue, for this would close the door so that the very work which might not be done could not be done. I will do as I have proposed in the letter that goes in this mail. If our institutions will now act their part liberally, if the managers of the sanitarium will purchase the college buildings not at the lowest price, but with the idea in mind that they are aiding the cause of God, I will help in the way I have proposed. Let us all unite our efforts to relieve the situation in Battle Creek. Our youth can be educated far better out of the cities, for where there is so much going on, so many temptations, they are affected by the injurious influences, and learn much that it is not for their best good to learn. The teachers may do all in their power to instruct, but independent of all that is taught in the Bible classes, an influence is constantly at work that molds characters in the wrong direction. If the sanitarium board decide to purchase the college buildings in the place of erecting other buildings, as they will be tempted to do, they will have abundant room for educating their students in medical missionary lines. A portion of the college building can be secured for the church school, in which should be carried forward a judicious, practical education in habits of order and punctuality, and the proper distribution of physical duties and mental taxation. If the sanitarium board do not take the buildings, I shall feel sad indeed, but not discouraged. I shall call upon all our institutions to share the burden and lift this debt by cooperating with me. Tangible proof of their willingness will be seen by the sacrifices they make in order to help. Plan we must, in the name of the Lord, and lift for all that we are worth. Let parents take their share of this work, and let us see what kind of a showing we can make for God when the new year shall open. Let all commence to work at once on a systematic plan. If we will draw in unity, we shall achieve that which, without united effort, would be utterly impossible. Let us awake to our duty. The Lord will surely bless those who stand ready to bless one another. The Lord is soon to come, and in the place of drawing apart, we need to draw together in strong lines. We need unselfish, devoted men to act as educators. Young men and young women are to be brought to our schools to receive an education, that they may learn how to teach others to understand the word of the Lord. We need ministerial laborers in every school to educate the children and youth in Bible lines, and the pastor has work to do for the teachers as well as the students. Our schools must be more like the schools of the prophets. We call upon teachers and all connected with the school to make self-sacrificing efforts. We call upon our sisters to work intelligently, devotedly, interestedly, to make the school a success. Let our churches help. God will bless all who cooperate with Him.